Okay, continuing in the fifth parak of Masechet Tamid, we're up to Parakei Mishnah Vav. Higiu ben Elul l'mizbech. These two Kohanim, one carrying the Ketoros and the other one carrying the coals that they were going to burn the Ketoros on, got in between the Elul and the Mizbech. Not One of them took the shovel and threw it onto the floor between the Elul and the Mizbech. It made such a racket that no one was able to carry on a conversation from the sound in all of Yerushalayim, from the sound of the shovel that was banging around. The shovel or that sound accomplished three things. Any Kohen who was around would hear that sound and he realized what they were doing, that they were going into the Hechel, so he'd run in to bow down and come. Any Levi, it was like a call to the Levim that they should start getting involved in the Shir. And the head of the Maimud would stand the Tamei Kohanim at the eastern gate of the Harabayis. So the Tamei Kohanim would stand by the eastern gate, so everyone would see them there and realize that they were Tamei. So when they were when you would see them leaving the Beis Hamikdash later, no one would think that they were just abandoning their avoda. No, they weren't allowed to do the avoda that day because they were Tamei. So it was like this public demonstration of that. Parak Vav Mishnah Aleph. Hechlu Olam B'malus Ulam. The Kohanim carrying the Ketores and the coals walked up the steps going up to the Ulam. Misha Zach B'dish Mizbech HaPnimi V'Menorah Yemakdim L'Fnayim. The Kohanim who were going to be the ones that clean out the ashes of the Mizbech HaPnimi and the Menorah would go out in front of them. Misha Zach B'dish Mizbech HaPnimi Nichnas. The Kohen who was going to clean out the ashes of the Mizbech HaPnimi went into the Hechel. V'Natalas HaTeni, and he took out the basket that was left there. V'Shtach V'Viyatza, and he bowed down and he left. Misha Zach B'dish HaMenorah Nichnas. The one who won the right to clean out the ash from the menorah went into the Hechel, Matzashteineros Mizrachim Dolkim, and he found the two eastern candles of the menorah were still burning, because remember they were relit after they prepared the other five lamps of the menorah. Medashinus Mizrachi, if both lamps were burning, he would clear the ash from the easternmost lamp. Umaniach Samaravi Dolik Shemenohe Madik Samanor Ben Arbaim, but they would still leave the western one burning because the Kohen would light the other Neros from it in that evening. But if that lamp was out as well, if that Ner was out as well, so he would clean out its ash as well and leave it without being lit, and he would and later that evening they would have to light not from that lamp, but rather they would light from the fire on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Not also Kuzmi Malashnia, that they would then take the jug that was left on the second step in front of the menorah that had all the ashes and the oil and stuff in and wicks, v'shtach v'viyatza, and he would bow down and he would leave. So they brought the basket and the jug to the place in the near the mizbeach chitzon. They emptied the basket and the jug onto the place where they kept all the ashes, and they went back to the steps of the ulam holding empty containers at that point. So to review what we learned today, in the last mishnah of the fifth parak, we described how the Kohanim carrying the Ketores and the Gechalim got to the point between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, and they would throw a shovel and it made a very loud sound that no one could even carry on a conversation, and that sound was a symbol for other Kohanim to come and be Mishtachava, for other Levim to come and get involved in the Shir, and for the Rosh HaMaimed to have all the Tameim stand by the eastern gate of the Harabayis. And then in Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, we described how they would go up the steps of the Ulam, and the people who were in charge of cleaning out the Mizbech HaPnimi and the Menorah would go ahead in front of them. And we described in particular how they would clean out the Menorah depending on how many of the Neros were still lit, whether it was two of them or one of them or zero of them were still lit, and how they would finish up the job from that morning. But next time, we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis.